The National Association of Secondary School Principals founded and manages such organizations as the National Honor Society. They also advocate for school and student leaders. Each year, they award a school leader with the Advocacy Champion of the Year for helping to elevate the voices of educators so that they're heard by decision makers whose policies affect learning communities. Chris Young is principal of North Country Union High School in Newport, and he is this year's award recipient. And he joins me now. Welcome, Chris.
Great to be here. Thanks, Mary.
Well, I'll ask you more about the award in just a sec, but I'd love to know more about North Country Union High School. How many students? How many teachers? What's the school motto? Give me all the good stuff about your school.
Well, our school motto is achievement through perseverance, which I think is appropriate for our school located up here in the beautiful Northeast Kingdom, where we pride ourselves on our independence, as well as our ability to work together as a community to do great things for our young people, as well as for one another and our neighbors. We have 710 students. We're actually the largest geographic supervisory union in the state, and we have students coming from as far away as Lowell on one side of the SU and as far away as Island Pond, Brighton area on the other side of the SU.
Yeah, cool. I understand, too, you come from a family of educators and that you, too, have strong ties to North Country Union. Did you graduate from there as well?
I did. Class of 88. Go Falcons.
Nice.
My parents both taught at North Country. My dad, he did some wonderful things, like starting the drama program. He was an English teacher as well. My mother was a social studies teacher, and both my kids went to North Country as well and graduated more recently than that, obviously.
Oh, wow. What is it about being an educator that feels like it's the right fit for you?
Well, I tried to deny it for a bit. When I went to college, I decided I was going to do something in business. Began my career in Massachusetts and was taught there for 6 years before becoming a principal. After that, moved to Craftsbury, where I started my career in the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont.
Well, you're also no stranger to Educator Awards. You were named the 2023 Principal of the Year from Vermont Principals Association. This current award honors school leaders who advocate for other educators, and that sort of like trickles down, obviously, to help the student community. What does it mean to receive this particular award from the National Association of Secondary School Principals?
What was particularly meaningful to me was that when I was awarded the Principal of the Year by the Vermont Principals Association, I was able to travel to Washington, D.C. to meet the other recipients from around the country. And one of the themes of that gathering was how can we use our new platforms to advocate for students, for staff, and for our schools in general, you know, both back in Vermont for me as well as across the country. And so I dove into that. The National Association of Secondary School Principals Association has some wonderful resources. They have a press guy who has all sorts of contacts and will reach out with questions for the field. And I just started responding to them and found that what I had to say seemed to resonate, and was honored to be recognized for my contributions to what I hope is a narrative that is emerging, that our students are both at once amazing as well as in need of our help. I think sometimes we fall into this trap of it's either or, and it's not, it's both.
Well, were you able to attend the Hill Day in Washington, D.C.? Were you there with all the other school leaders to meet with Congress and ask for their support?
I was. It's such an impactful day to see hundreds of principals working together and communicating the same message to our legislators. And our message this year is that we have an educator shortage crisis in our country. We have a student and staff mental health crisis in our country, and depending on what Congress does, we are generally facing funding crises in our country. We feel all compelled to share how each of those plays out in our school and ask our legislators for help in making sure that we can address the shortage and we can support students' mental health and that we can get the funding that we need to do the work that is so important to all of us.
Being principal of the school in Newport, like Newport's a city, but it's a rural city. It's also like, I think, the second smallest by population in the whole state. What makes your school community unique in terms of how you do retain educators and how you do keep staff and how you can ensure mental health services that are accessible to your student body if needed?
I like to think that folks who are attracted to work at North Country or any of our elementary schools are folks who enjoy the outdoors, as many people do in Vermont. Again, they would gravitate towards a more rural area and appreciate the sense of community that comes with that, as well as the access to the amazing natural resources that, that we have in our area. Beyond that, I think that I would like to think that people recognize the work that we're doing at North Country is important and want to be part of that. And that really, for me, boils down to something that I've been passionate about, which is providing a comprehensive mental health support system for students within the school. And that looks like we have 11 licensed staff members who are either school counselors or school-based clinicians or social workers who are providing services for our students throughout the school. And hopefully folks understand and appreciate that if we don't attend to the needs of all of our students, then the learning of all of our students is also impacted. And so that, I think, is something that I'm proud of, and I think that people recognize and hopefully want to be part of. And that would be one of our biggest sells, that, you know, we are supporting kids, we're supporting teachers, and we really want to, you know, folks to be part of that team.
That's Chris Young, a principal at North Country Union High School in Newport. Chris, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
That was my pleasure. Thank you so much.